St. Raphael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today is the last day of the month of the angels, the feast day of St. Raphael the Archangel. He's one of the four great archangels. Do you remember their names? Michael, of course, we had his feast on September 29th. And then Gabriel, he's been here all the month of the Rosary because he's the Hail Mary saint, isn't it? He gives us the first words of the Hail Mary, which is said to our Blessed Mother at the first joyful mystery, the Annunciation. And then we have today's saint, Raphael, and his name means, as we shall see, the healing of God. And we pray to St. Raphael for all of our sick. There's a lady who's been coming to the 11:20 Mass lately, and she's very sick, and I think she had to have an operation or something today, so we want to all say a special prayer for that lady who is sick, and all of our sick people who would like to come to Mass but who can't because they're sick. And he's also the saint for anybody, but especially for young people, to know what the will of God is. What does God want me to do now? Not as people think, what should I do now? Or what am I going to do? But rather, what does God want me to do now? He's a saint of knowing God's will. St. Ambrose teaches that the fourth archangel, there's seven altogether, but the other three we don't really know their names, but he said the fourth one, we actually know his name, and his name is Uriel. You see that sometimes in pictures or statues. Uriel completes the four of the seven great archangels deputed by God. What do angels look like? Well, we're privileged to have a very old and a beautiful statue of St. Raphael the Archangel. He looks like a young man, and he is wearing a robe or two, and he has wings to signify that he's an angel, and he's holding a staff, a walking staff, meaning that he's going on a long trip, and then he's holding a fish. Not that he liked to go fishing, but the fish is part of the story of St. Raphael the Archangel. That's the story. What do angels look like? Remember the saint I told you about on Sunday, Venerable Maria of Agreda, how she came to teach the Indians in our country, and how she was able to be in two places at the same time, called bilocation? Well, one time some very important people from the church came to see her, and they were from what's called the Holy Inquisition to make sure that she was on the up and up. Well, they asked her, amongst many questions for many days, what do angels look like? And she was a little bit troubled because, of course, angels are invisible. We all know that from our catechism. But sometimes angels take on an appearance. And Maria of Agreda explained, of course, as these priests already knew, that sometimes angels appear like young men. They're handsome, and they look very strong and holy and powerful. Well, that's a bit how Raphael looked when he appeared to Tobias. Do you know his story, children, from the Old Testament? It's a wonderful Bible history story that we should all read and learn about and reread frequently. It tells the story of who St. Raphael is, how Tobias was a pious Jew around the time of Daniel the prophet, when all of the good Jews were taken out of their own land into captivity into a wicked place called Babylon. And there it was very difficult for them to live, and they were persecuted, and they were very poor. Well, Tobias was a man who kept God's law and obeyed all of the extra rules that the Jews had back then for the way they had to live, what they could do or not do. And most of all, he loved his neighbor as himself after he loved Almighty God with all of his heart and all of his soul. Tobias went through many difficulties, and indeed, he got blind once by an accident with a bird that was very sort of sad while he was going about doing good and helping people. Well, because of that, he couldn't see anymore. And then he and his wife had money problems. He had an awful difficulty to pay their bills anymore because poor Tobias was blind, and his wife grew a little bit desperate, and she got a little bit mean sometimes with him in her speech, which she shouldn't have done, but she was pretty stressed out at that point, and it's just at that point where they remember, oh, there are some relatives of ours in a distant city, and we loan them once some money. Why don't we send our boy, who is of the age now that he could go off on his own, and his name is Tobias Jr., why don't we send Tobias Jr. to go pick up the money that was loaned so many years ago, and that way we could pay our bills, and we could go shopping again for food, and we wouldn't have to have our terrible financial worries. So they thought, well, that's a faraway city where the man lives to whom we loaned that money long ago, and Tobias doesn't know the way. What could we ever do? Who could we get to help him on his journey? We're not sure he could travel all by himself. All of a sudden, at that point, this young man appeared, and he seemed very holy and trustworthy and mature. And he said, I'll go with your son. And there was just something about him that made everyone think, yes, that's the ticket. We'll send this young man. And what did you say your name was? And he says, my name is, he didn't give his real name. He gave a second name, sort of a Chaldean-sounding name, because he would only reveal his real name later on. Well, he accompanies him on the journey. They have many adventures, and one of the adventures is the catching of a big fish, which it was so large, much bigger than that fish, which was so large it would almost threaten to eat the both of them up. But they caught the fish, and they used some of the internal organs of the fish, according to the angel's instructions, to drive off the devil. And that way he was able to marry a bride, and the two of them could live happily ever after. This and many other adventures, including getting the money that they needed, were all successfully concluded. And when they got back to their hometown in Babylon, then and only then did this young man, who was traveling by an assumed name, say, actually, I am Raphael, one of the seven who stand before the Lord. And Tobias and Tobias Jr. were just filled with holiness and the fear of God. And they prostrated on the ground for 3 hours and just prayed. Because that's how you and I would feel if we ever saw for an instant an angel. If it didn't actually kill us, at least it would make us just fall to the ground and pray out of reverence. And then Raphael said, it is good to hide the secrets of the king, but the works of the Lord should be revealed. And therefore, he let them know that God had done all of this to reward old Mr. Tobias for his kindness to the poor, and how he used to bury the dead and perform the other corporal works of mercy. And after they made their thanksgiving, Raphael had now gone back to God again. They never forgot their whole life long. And someone wrote down the story of Raphael and Tobias and the angel. They say, children, some do, and I think it's probably true, that it was Raphael the archangel who came for the first sorrowful mystery, and he was with our Lord comforting him. Our Lord's agony in the garden was so terrible he would have died, except that an angel came to give him strength. That's what comfort means. And that angel, they say, was Raphael, because his name means the healing of God. Well, that's quite a bit about St. Raphael. I hope that St. Raphael will go with all of us today during this Holy Mass to make it to be truly holy and truly worthy of the angels. Remember, if somebody's sick, pray to St. Raphael. If you don't know what to do and you're in a tight spot, pray to St. Raphael. If you're wondering what to do when you grow up, pray to St. Raphael. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.